嘅经文。
Today's scripture is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 20 to 26.
今日读嘅经文系马太福音第五章二十至到二十六节。
We will first read this in unison, first in English, and then in Chinese.
我哋会根据个经文一节系读英文，然后另一节系读中文。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to those of old, You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, You fool, will be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you be put in prison. Truly, I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny.
我们用中文读出第二十节。我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。你们听见有吩咐古人的话，说不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。凡骂弟兄是挨那的，难免公会的审断；凡骂弟兄是魔利的，难免地狱的火。所以你们在坛上献献礼物的时候，若舍弃弟兄向你们怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。你同告你的对头还在路上，就讲紧与他和息，恐怕他把你送到审判官，审判官交付衙役，你就下监里了。我实在告诉你，若有一文钱没有还清，你断不能从那里出来。
Please be seated.
请大家坐。
God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
让神祝福听嘅同埋读嘅人。
And on this morning, we have the privilege of having Pastor Andrew Lee giving today's sermon, Surpassing Righteousness.
今天很欢喜有李石伟牧师来到帮我们证道，他的题目是超越的义。
弟兄姊妹你好。
Brothers and sisters, hope you are well.
让我们一起先来神面前祷告。
Let us all pray before the Lord.
天上的父。
Heavenly Father.
感谢你给我们教会在你面前侍奉。
Thank you for granting us this church that we may serve you.
愿主你的灵指引我们。
May your spirit guide us.
愿你的话语去建立我们。
May your word build us up.
让我们好像主耶稣一样，在贫穷的人当中，在饥饿的人里面，在疾病的人当中去侍奉。
So as Christ, we may serve the poor, the weak, and the needy.
愿主啊，你的道不是只是在话语里面，而且临到世界。
Lord, may your word not just be mere words, but that it would permeate the world.
愿这个世界见到光，见到你的荣耀。
May the world see your light and see your glory.
祷告奉靠主耶稣名。
We pray in Christ's name.
Okay. 咁刚刚大家都读过呢段嘅经文。
So as we've all read the scripture.
我想先去问你一个问题先。
I just wanted to ask you one question.
你同律法或者法律或者地方嘅法律有咩有冇关系？有啲乜嘢嘅关系？
Do you have any kind of relationship with the law of the land?
我头先嚟嘅时候，我留意我自己。
As I was on my way here, I noticed
我最少犯过几次法。
I actually had violated a few laws.
点解我经常犯法？我开紧车嘅时候超速啊。
When I was driving.
我超速駕駛。
I speeded.
點解我經常犯法呢？
So why do I violate the laws often?
因為我其實唔係好關心呢啲法律。
Because I didn't quite care or was concerned about these laws.
我其他同我一齊喺路上邊嘅駕駛者咧，嗰啲drivers 咧，都一樣同我一樣。
And I would say the same goes with many of the drivers along the way.
所以可以講話我同法律嘅關係咧，係我避之則吉，我唔想知道。
So that my relationship with the law is I just don't want to know about it.
但係喺我諗到呢樣嘅時候，我就諗到耶穌基督話佢嚟係成全法律。
But as I was thinking about all these, I remember that Christ said that he came to fulfill the law.
佢唔係嚟拆毀呢個律法，佢係嚟成全完成呢個律法。
He came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it.
第二個問題我想問大家。
The second question I want to ask you.
你喜歡做被告人，抑或喜歡做控告人？
Do you like to be an accuser or the accused?
喺美國呢個環境裏邊。
So in the environment of the United States,
如果你被告的话,
if you've been sued,
第一件事你想到的就是, 哇, 我要请律师,
the first
我要辩护, 辩护。
The first thing that you would think of is to hire a lawyer to defend you.
而这个辩护的律师第一个的提议就是你要承，你係否認你被你犯過錯。
And the very first thing that your lawyer might tell you is to not say that you are guilty.
Yeah, 即係英文叫做 plead not guilty 嚇。咁但我諗到去做控告嘅時候咧，我諗到我同我個孩子之間嘅關係。
And then, if you become the accuser, what is the relationship?
好似剛剛講嗰個被告者咁，我如果我講俾我個仔聽話，你未執床。
So if I tell my son, oh, you haven't made up your bed.
佢第一件事就係話，我有啊。
The first thing my son would say, of course I did.
然後我睇住佢張牀嘅時候，我就越嚟越嬲。
And then I get angrier and angrier as I look at his bed.
我話你明明冇做。
You did not make up the bed.
所以當我要去諗到我點樣去，雖然我心裏邊好想同我仔有好嘅關係和好，但我諗到好難做得到。
Even though I want to reconcile with my son, but it is tough to do.
我好想。我哋喺家裏邊學識乜嘢叫做和好。
I truly wish that we know what it is to have peace and harmony in a home.
但係我自己知道我個心係一個反叛嘅心。
But I know that my heart is one of rebellion.
我唔可以好好聲聲同我個仔講説話。
I cannot speak to my son in a calm way.
而我個仔亦都唔可以。將佢心裏邊所想嘅同我講。
And my son likewise cannot tell me what's in his heart.
所以当我们来到今天这段经文的第一句说话的时候呢，
So when we come today to that very first sentence of the scripture,
耶稣基督说，我告诉你们，你们的义如果不是胜于文士和法利赛人，就断不能进天国。
And Jesus says that, for I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
我就想到我这个反叛的心又怎样可以进天国。
So I thought of how I can enter the kingdom of heaven if I have such a rebellious heart.
对我们自己很多人的生命来讲，我们见到耶稣基督讲这些说话的时候，我们觉得会是荒唐的。
So for many, when we hear of this saying of Christ, we would think that it is ridiculous.
做不到的，怎么做得出啊？
It's undoable.
所以今天我有希望可以跟大家一起去思想三点。
So today I want to have us ponder on three points.
耶稣基督在这段经文里面所讲的是第一点，荒唐的义。
And the first thing that Jesus said in this passage is ridiculous righteousness.
第二点是超乎想象、不可思议那种的义。
And the second is unimaginable righteousness.
第三点是代替的义。
And the third is a vicarious righteousness.
你可能即时想到耶稣基督代我们受罪，这个代替的义。
So you would immediately think of Jesus was a substitute as our as bearer of our sin.
所以先来到去思想第一点吓，荒唐的义。
So let us ponder the first point, ridiculous righteousness.
有时我们可能心里边都有咁嘅感觉，系即系耶稣基督讲得咁好听，净喺天国里边先有呢啲义嘅啫，喺人间边度有啊
？So sometimes we might think, oh, Christ is saying that we can only attain righteousness when we're in the kingdom of God. How can we do that in the human realm?
耶稣基督提到嗰啲文士同法利赛人。
And Jesus mentioned the scribes and the Pharisees.
这些人在当日在耶稣基督的年代来讲 是一些有头有面的人。
So these people in Jesus' times were very highly respected.
有学识的人。
These were very knowledgeable people.
有道德的人。
These were moral people.
其他的人都不识字的，是农夫来的。
So the commoners were illiterate. They were mainly peasants.
所以讲到律法，讲到怎样去明白律法，当然是文士、法利赛人，你说什么就什么。
So when it comes to the law, the people would just say, okay, scribes,Pharisees, whatever you say is.
怎敢驳罪啊？
They would never argue with them.
好像今天我们会想到一些教授啊、大法官啊、大律师啊。
It's just like today when we think of law professors, high court judges, and high-powered lawyers.
而我哋只係可能中學都未畢業嘅。
And maybe some of us have not even graduated from high school.
所以大法官、大學士、大律師，佢哋講嘅，我哋就照做噶啦。
So these high power lawyers, judges, and professors, whatever they say, we will never argue with them.
我哋唔會諗話律法意思係乜嘢，點樣成就律法，我哋普通人嚟嘅咋。
We would never even consider how to fulfill the law.
所以当耶稣基督话你嘅义要超过呢啲文士同法利赛人嘅时候，大家只系听哇，荒谬嘅。
So when Christ tells us that we need to exceed the righteousness of these scribes and Pharisees, we would say, oh my goodness, this is ridiculous.
我哋睇见耶稣基督俾嘅几个例子里边咧，佢讲嘅义咧，唔单止系外表嗰种义，佢包括埋内在嗰种义。
And when we look at that passage, we see how Christ describes the righteousness as not just external, but something that is internal.
喺第22节嗰度讲到话，唔可以同你嘅弟兄动怒。
And in verse 22, it tells you that you cannot be angry with your brothers.
唔可以讲说话系挑逗你嘅弟兄，或者唔可以去讲俾佢听你呢个。 蠢材
and you would not use words to hurt or anger your brothers, and you would not tell them that they are fools.
呢啲经文里边讲到嗰啲拉架啊、摩利嗰啲咧啊，今天我哋唔用呢啲字眼，但系我哋用好多好多闹人嘅字眼，大家我唔需要重复啦吓。
And in the passage, it uses a couple of words like raka and you fool, but we have contemporary equivalents that I would not even mention here.
雖然你可能喺我口里边唔系经常听到呢啲字眼，但喺我心里边你经常会听到。
Though we may not hear it spoken, but many of us might think it.
耶稣基督话：如果你用呢啲字眼，就算喺心里边用嘅话，你
And Jesus tells us that if you use these words, even though these are from your heart, it is as if you had murdered them.
23、24节讲到话，你喺坛前献礼物嘅时候，谂到有弟兄同你不和，或者佢埋怨怀冤嘅话，你需要放下礼物去同佢讲。
And in verses 23 to 24, Jesus tells us that if you're offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there and go be reconciled to your brothers.
我相信如果人人都照耶稣基督呢度所讲嘅说话嘅话，神殿里边好少人参拜。
So if everybody has to go with what exactly Jesus has said here, I would think that the temple would have many, very few people.
喺今天嘅教会里边，人人如果照耶稣基督呢度嘅教导，谂到如果我哋有同其他有弟兄怀怨嘅时候，我哋唔应该去敬拜主侍奉神，要去同弟兄和好嘅时候，如果我哋真系咁样照做嘅话
，So if we go back to this contemporary time. In the church, if we do exactly what Jesus says, if you have unreconciled issues with your brothers, you are not to come to church. I would think that the attendance would be quite few.
Oh, 姊妹讲得仲快过我。我嘅意思系，今日唔会有人喺你面前讲道，因为我唔配啊。And
I'm saying that today, then. Even I would not be able to come and preach because I am not worthy.
作为一个牧师,
As a preacher,
我经常知道有弟兄姊妹对我怀怨。
And I often know that there are brothers and sisters who would complain about me.
因为我在很多事上都做得不充足。
Because there are many things that I am not up to the standard.
我的生命就好似我头先讲，我经常超速驾驶，我生命经常做错事。
And I often make mistakes in my life.
若果我照基督嘅话，我唔应该企喺你面前。
And if I am following what Christ said, I should not even be before you.
我应该受审判。
I should be judged.
25、26节嗰度讲到嘅唔单止系弟兄啦，而家讲到整个社会周围嘅人。
And in verses 25 and 26, it is now going beyond just a brother,
有人控告你啊，呢个唔一定系弟兄啊。
So it is more about the world, someone who is going to be accusing you.
基督话你喺佢仲未带到你去法庭之前，你先要和同佢讲和，照佢照佢讲嘅意思照做嘅时候，如果唔系你就会坐监啦。
And the verses tell us that while you and your adversaries are going to court, and you on the way are supposed to
pay the terms.
Pay the terms, otherwise you'll be thrown in jail.
你有冇留意耶稣基督所讲系无论你觉得你系咪真系犯错，系咪真系做足对方所告你嘅嗰啲嘅坏事错事，你要先和佢和，照佢嘅意思去同佢和释啊。
And in this scripture, it is saying that no matter you think there is a reason or justifiable reason or unjustifiable reason, but that if you're going to court with this person, you are to go and agree with that person's term.
未见官先打八十。
So before you even go to the judge, you are submitting to punishment.
你争佢五十，佢话但系你争我一百，你就俾一百。
So if in fact you owe him 50, but the person accusing you say you owe him 100, you're going to give him 100.
耶稣基督话唔好拗啊，要俾最后嗰一先都要俾啊。
And Jesus tells us that we are not to argue, and we are to pay even to the very last penny.
呢句说话喺当日系好震撼嘅，喺今天我哋亦都系会好震撼。
Just like today, that saying is quite shocking in that time.
因为当天有通常系有边个人会被告，边个人会控告啊
？Because during those times, who do you think would be the accuser and who would be the accused?
当天经常有的社会关系就是主人和仆人之间的关系。
So in those times, it would be the master and the slaves.
为什么成为仆人？因为我穷啊，我需要钱去养家，我就将我自己卖了身给这个主人，说我帮你做三年 的工然后你给钱我养家。
So that most of these people would be very poor.And in order to support the family, they sell themselves to the master for a certain term, in order to gain some money.
到三年期满嘅时候，你以为哦，我做完苦工啦，我可以翻去同我家人一齐啦。点知主人话你啊，你知唔知你打烂只碗啊？你整到呢埲墙垮咗啊！你再做多三年啦。
So if the term was a three-year term, at the end of that term, you would think, oh, good, now I can go back to my family. But then the master would say, no, because you've damaged some of my properties. Now your contract is extended by three more years.
那个做仆人的有没有搞错啊？我做满了，我回家了，我不理你。但是个主人会说我告你。
And so the servant would say, no, you're wrong. I've fulfilled the contract, and so I'm going home. But the master says, I'm going to sue you.
耶稣基督说，是啊，你应该照你主人所说，他告你嘛，你应该照着他这么说，做多三年啊。
So what Jesus is saying here is, yes, the master is telling you, you have to serve three more years. You are to serve three more years.
正如今天，若果你老板嚟同你讲话，我唔满意你嘅工作啊。
Just like today, if your boss tells you he is dissatisfied with your work.
今年我俾你嘅评分系由一到十里边，我俾你一。
So your evaluation this year is from a scale of 1 to 10. You're given a 1.
你如果继续系一嘅话，你会冇工作。
If you continue having this low evaluation, you are going to lose your job.
如果照耶稣基督的话，这个打工的要说，我说老板啊，你说什么就什么，你想怎么就怎么，你要我加班一个星期90个钟头，我都加了，因为你只要满意你。
And so if we go according to what Jesus says on this passage, you are going to have to say to your boss, whatever you say is fine. And if you need me to work 90 hours overtime, it's fine too.
耶稣基督叫我们无论如何为了跟对方和好，我们什么都要做，最后那一先都要给。
And Jesus is telling us, in order to reconcile with these people, we are to do whatever it takes and to pay to the very last penny.
真是荒唐的。
That is truly ridiculous.
在这个世上面有没有可能做得到这句说话？
Can this be accomplished in this world?
怎样可以成就到这种的义出来？
How can one fulfill such a righteousness?
如果成就不到的话，耶稣基督说你应该受审判，你应该承受的是地狱的火。
And Jesus tells us that if you cannot, then you need to be punished and judged, and you will bear the fire of hell.
我相信当日的人听了，当日的人想到要超过民事，超过法利赛人，要行这种这么荒谬的义的时候，我有什么可能可以进天国？
So if we think of Jesus' times, these people, after hearing Christ saying that they need to fulfill or exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, they're going to say to themselves, there's no way I can do that.
如果我在我们当中，在座当中今天的人是第一次未听过福音的话，你听完这些经文之后会想到，哇，这样的耶稣我怎么信得过？
So if you have not accepted Christ and you are listening to this passage, you're going to say, how can I even follow this Jesus?
要照耶稣基督所说的 要去得着这种的义，我还有什么人生乐趣？
And if I do what Jesus tells me to attain this righteousness, what fun is it to life?
是耶稣基督是不是在勉人所能，明知你做不到，在我们广东人喜欢说玩你啊？
So is Jesus kidding?
我小的时候有同其他同学仔玩呢个游戏。
And when I was little, I would play this game with some of my friends.
我哋会斗跳得远或者斗跳得高。
And we would try to compete with one another to see how far we could jump or how high we could jump.
咁所以我跳完或者我跳完之后咧，我个心里边即刻就喺度谂。
And as soon as I finished jumping, I would start thinking.
希望佢跳唔到我咁远啦，希望佢跳唔到我咁高啦。我经常就喺度系希望自己赢，对方输。
And I'm just hoping, oh, you know, he or she would not exceed what I've done. I always wanted to be the first.
所以当我喺度预备呢段经文嘅时候，我都喺度谂到耶稣基督讲到咁大个口讲呢啲说话，佢做唔做得到噶？
So as I was preparing for this sermon, I thought of all the words that Jesus has said. Was he able to do all that he has said?
所以当我去到路加福音十一章四十六节嘅时候，我见到呢段嘅说话。
And then I went to Luke 11, verse 46, and it said,
耶稣话你哋律法师也有祸了，因为你们把难担的例子放在难担 ，sorry 啊，我只眼睇得唔清楚，难担的担子放在人身上，自己一个指头却不肯动。
And Jesus said, "Woe to you, lawyers also! For you load people with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers.
所以耶稣基督在当天看见这些文士、这些法利赛人，他们很喜欢将律法、将法律摆在他们的口里，但是自己做不到的。So
in Jesus' time, the Pharisees and scribes would often espouse these righteousness, these laws, but they themselves couldn't produce.
耶稣基督讲得出，做得到。Jesus
walks the walk and he talks the talk.
他来到世上就要去显明神里边这个不可思议的意。And
he came to this world because he wanted to reveal this righteousness that we couldn't achieve ourselves on our own.
是不可思議，是超乎想象的意。It
is something totally unimaginable.
如果我们看圣经的话，如果我们整本圣经看的话，If
we read the Bible, if we read the entire Bible,
我们在旧约、在新约里边见到神在天国里边望落来见到嘅人系点样样嘅。And
we see what God sees when He looks down. Upon the earth, upon us.
他看见的是罪恶，是混乱，是人人要掩盖的。He sees
sin, he sees confusion and chaos.
我不需要大家去看圣经，你只需要去翻开一些新闻，在一个月内。 有几多人因为一啲好小嘅意思去失去性命
？And perhaps I don't even need you to read the entire Bible, but if you just look at the news or hear the news, how many people have lost their lives for something totally insignificant？
日日都有。
Daily.
若果我是神,
if I were God,
我就会发从天国来的怒气，将这些愚蠢的人全部消灭。
I would totally destroy these foolish people.
但是圣经告诉我们，当神见到这样的混乱，这样令人忧愁的消息的时候，他反而去显明他的爱。
But the Bible tells us that when God sees all this sin, sees all this chaos, what He does is it brings out His love.
神爱世人，甚至差他的独生子来到世上。
For God so loved the world that He sends His one and only Son.
他不是要来审判，而是要我们得生命。
Come not to judge, but to help to give us life.
他看到的是人人都在忧愁、在绝望当中，他要带来希望、永恒的希望。God
wants to give eternal hope to the hopeless.
所以耶稣基督来到罪人的当中，来到我这边做我的辩护律师。So
Jesus came to be beside me, to be my defend lawyer.
其实我心里边知道我罪有应得嘅，但系佢宁愿做我辩护律师。Actually,
deep in our hearts, we realize that we deserve all our punishment, but Jesus came to take our punishment.
如果我真系做被告，我真系去到法庭里边嘅时候，我知道我一定会被定罪，我知道我无期徒刑，我唔交唔出，做唔到。Because
if I were to be accused and I go to court, I would surely be judged guilty.
呢位辩护律师，如果喺世人嘅眼光，会话佢帮我拗掂数，等我可以唔使坐监。So
if you think as a defense lawyer, you're gonna go before the court and to argue for your client.
但係佢居然喺法庭法官面前唔講嘢。
But Jesus remained silent before the court.
有冇搞錯？你唔講嘢，你點辯護啊
？Are you kidding? You're not saying a word. How are you going to defend me?
然後最奇怪嘅係，當法官去宣佈嘅時候話你無罪啦，你可以釋放。我接受咗你律師嗰個嘅辯護。
And even more unimaginable is that the judge would say, "Okay, fine, you're now declared not guilty because we've accepted your defense lawyer's argument."
佢辯咗咩話？哦，原來佢話佢甘願承受我嘅罪債，佢甘願去坐監，讓我可以得釋放。
So what was your defense lawyer's defense? He said that he was going to go to jail. He was going to take up your punishment.
我本來爭人好多好多，我完全冇辦法交嘅債，佢居然佢話我願意俾一分一毫一仙，我都會幫代呢個罪人俾。
So I actually owe so much, I could never been able to pay. But my defense lawyer said I'm going to pay everything to the last penny.
耶穌基督嚟到世上邊就係要俾我哋睇見喺神裏邊有不可思議嘅義。
So Christ came because he wanted us to see in God there is this unimaginable righteousness.
耶稣基督话佢嚟到世上去完成律法、成就律法嘅意思，唔系我哋心所想。
So when Christ comes and he tells us that he came to fulfill the law, it's not something that we had ever imagined.
我哋喺心里边谂啊，嗰啲完全照律法所做嗰啲人，梗系即系好沙尘，好喺路上面哇执。55米完全唔超速嗰啲，好阻住你條路嗰啲人啦。
So we would think that the person who would defend you in that way would just follow the law, and he'd be the person who's going exactly to the speed limit, and those behind him would be complaining.
曾經有一個姊妹咧，佢坐喺我後邊，我揸車，我揸緊佢嘅車。
So one time I was driving this sister, and I was using her car.
我揸揸下佢講話啊，唔好意思啊。
So as I was driving, and she said, "Oh, excuse me, Pastor."
牧師啊，你見唔見到個時速牌啊？係50米啊。
Have you noticed the speed limit is 50 miles per hour?
你啱啱超過咗51米啊。
You just exceeded 51 miles.
哇！我都唔知點講好。
I was speechless.
我心裏邊一定講咗 "You fool" 呢句説話。
I'm sure my heart said "You fool."
耶穌基督嚟到唔係做嗰個阻住你條路嘅人。
So Jesus came not so that he could block your driving.
耶稣基督是来显明神这个荒唐的爱，去达到超越的义，超过我们的义。
Jesus came to show us this ridiculous love of God and this surpassing righteousness.
耶稣基督用他在十架上面的牺牲显明这一份荒唐的爱。
And Jesus came and was crucified on the cross to show us this ridiculous love.
让我们罪人得释放。
So that us sinners can be liberated.
通常来到这里呢，我们的牧者或者我们这些即肤浅的传道人呢，就会停了，就说哎，讲完福音了。
So usually when we get to this point, many of us might say, "Okay, that's it for the sermon."
但其實原來仲有一半通常我都唔記得咗講嘅。我希望今日可以做記得同大家講。
But there are actually another point that usually I don't mention, but I hope that I would be able to bring that out today.
我想讲嘅最第三点就系代替嘅义。
And so the third point I want to point out is the vicarious righteousness.
保罗喺以弗所书里边讲话，佢祈求众圣徒可以知道耶稣基督嘅何等长阔高深嘅爱啊。
So Paul in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 tells us that he wanted to see that love that is has the breadth, the length, the height and the depth.
佢咁样祷告系因为其实大多数嘅基督徒唔知道耶稣基督嘅何等长阔高深嘅爱。
Paul mentioned that because back then people didn't realize the depth, the breadth, the height and the length of God, Jesus's love.
唔可以喺自己嘅生命里边去活出呢种长、呢种阔、呢种高、呢种深嘅爱。
Couldn't live out this this love of breadth and width and length and height.
因为喺我哋嘅生命里边，我哋只系明白咗一半。
Because in our lives, we could only comprehend half of it.
我哋知道耶稣基督代替咗我哋承受罪债。
We know that Jesus took up the debt of our sin.
但系我哋唔知道我哋接受咗成为佢嘅门徒，我哋成为咗基督徒，小基督。
But we don't realize often that when we accept to be his disciples, we have become little Christs.
我哋将我哋嘅不义放晒俾佢，但系我哋喺佢里边得着佢嘅超越嘅义。
We've given all our unrighteousness to him, but from him we've gotten this surpassing righteousness.
佢代我哋受罚，但我哋就成为无罪嘅人。
He took up our punishment, and we became the innocent.
佢承受咗呢个重责嘅时候，我哋承受咗嘅系佢赐俾我哋嘅十字架。
And when he took up all our debt, we had been given the cross.
照基督的意思，照基督的教导，就是求主你免我们的债，如同我们免其他得罪我们的人的债。
And the meaning is to forgive our debt as we forgive the debt of others.
他说当我来叩门，你开门的话，你就接受我，不是只是接受我，接受我成为你的主，你的 Lord。
So when Jesus says that when you come to accept me, you accept me as your Lord.
今天有多少基督徒，我们只是接受耶稣基督你免我们的债，但是你叫我去免人家的债，没做过，没做到。
How often do we say, oh, yes, thank you, Lord, you've taken up my debt. But what about us forgiving others' debts?
今天有多少基督徒说我接受了耶稣基督成为我的救主，但是有多少基督徒真的在生命以耶稣基督作王作主？
And often we say, yes, we've accepted you as our savior.But how often do we accept him as our king and our lord?
在约翰一书一章九节。
In 1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我哋睇呢节经文嗰阵时，好锯嘅，好舒服噶。哇，咁正啊！我污糟邋遢，佢帮我洗到干干净净。啊，好。
So we feel so comfortable when we read this particular scripture because I'm cleansed from all my filth.
但系喺呢段说话 讲到话佢清洁咗我哋一切不义，俾咗佢嘅义俾我哋嘅时候，耶稣基督就系话喺马太福音里面讲话，你要先求神嘅国同神嘅义啊。
And as we just read that he cleansed us from all unrighteousness and he's given us his righteousness, but Matthew 6:33 tells us that we must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
耶稣基督俾呢个义我哋，系叫我哋去用去追求去得着噶。
The righteousness that Jesus had given us is so that we can go and gain something from it to pursue it.
所以喺哥罗西书里边讲得更加清楚，就主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
So in Colossians 3:13, it tells us very clearly that as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive.
喺路加福音22章里边，耶稣基督自己同彼得讲。
And in Luke chapter 22, Jesus speaks personally to Peter.
呢度耶稣话：我知道你会出卖我，我知道你三次出卖我噶，但系我为你祷告，叫你不要失去信心。你回头嘅时候要坚固你嘅弟兄。
So Jesus tells Peter that I know you had denied me. You denied me three times.But I want you to, I'm praying for you that your faith may not fail.
当你回头的时候去坚固去 strengthen 你的弟兄。
And when you have returned, strengthen your brothers.
所以耶稣基督换句话的意思就是说，我会救你的，我知你会犯错，我知你会受审判，但系我代替你，我承受你嘅罪债。但系当你回头，当你知道错嘅时候，你要坚固你嘅弟兄，你唔好去踩你嘅弟兄，要坚固佢哋，帮助佢哋。
So the Lord is essentially saying that I know you are going to sin, but I want you to know that I pray for you, and I will strengthen you. And when you are strengthened, when you return.You are to also strengthen your brothers.
在加拉太书里面讲得更加明显，我读给大家听。
In Galatians, it is even clearer. Let me read this.
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人应就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来。又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。你们各人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens.And so fulfill the law of Christ.
呢度乜嘢叫做你哋属灵嘅人啊
？So what does it mean that you are
you belong?
You are spiritual.
点样做属灵嘅人啊？耶稣基督上十字架受死复活，买来嘅恩典就系将叫每一个信佢嘅人得圣灵。呢、这个就系圣灵属灵嘅人啊。
And the price that Christ paid when he was crucified on the cross, when he died and when he rose again, that was the price he paid to give us the Holy Spirit so that we become spiritual.
属灵的人要彼此担当，彼此看顾。
And the person who is spiritual.Need to bear one another's burdens. Need to care for one another.
咁就成全基督嘅律法啊。
Then we can fulfill Christ's law.
The law of Christ. 呢个系佢唯一俾我哋每一个信耶稣基督嘅人嘅律法。
This is the one and only law that Christ had given us.
叫我哋彼此相爱。
to love one another.
但是我在你面前，我在各位面前，我今日好想讲一句说话。
And before you today, I truly wanted to say this.
当我环顾教会，唔单止我面前现在嘅恩约堂，环顾我自己经历过嘅教会。
As I look around in the church, not just Covenant of Grace, but all churches that I've been to.
我见到嘅好多嘅教会分裂、纷争、分歧、争拗、指责、控告。
I see a lot of divisions, infighting, accusations.
好多情况见到弟兄姊妹不和。
And I see disunity among brothers and sisters.
牧者离开。
And the pastor would leave.
长老辞职。
And an elder would resign.
教会倒闭。
And the church collapses.
在我自己身上我见到好多。
I have seen many of these.
我有份参与的更多。
And with my involvement, I have also been in such situations.
但我没有参与过的，是圣经上面讲到浪子回头，我们大家一起来庆祝。我没有参与过这种情况。But
what I have not experienced is when a prodigal son returns that we celebrate.
我没有见过一个教会愿意去接受他们。 佢哋當中嘅一啲過因為過犯受引誘嘅呢啲弟兄回頭，冇去慶祝呢一種嘅情況。
And I have not experienced or seen churches who would celebrate a brother or a sister who have sinned but have sins repented. I have not seen a celebration of such
repentance.
So when I contemplate on this, I ask myself whether I had participated in the reconciliation that Christ asks.
答案是 可能有嘗試過，但係好快就放棄。
My answer is very possible that I had attempted, but soon I would give up.
我相信我同你講呢啲説話嘅時候，大家可能都係諗到，哎呀，我都參與過，我嘗試過想同弟兄姊妹和好，我嘗試過想告我嘅人同佢，我能夠同佢和好。
Perhaps some of you might also think about, oh yes, I really do want it to reconcile. I had attempted to do so, but very soon enough, I would give up.
如果我们都是这样想的话，我们的所谓的义，只是达到文士和法利赛人那个地步。
So if we've experienced that, that righteousness that we have is only at the level of the scribes and the Pharisees.
我们只是注重外表的，我们叫人家，哎呀，叫讲出来好好听，好好巴闭，内里面知道做不到。
So then what we are concentrating on would be just the external part. And when we are to internalize it, it is not something that we've been able to do.
我们见到对方说你好吗，我好好，我们就是这样就讲完。
And so if we see that person, we would just casually say, oh, how are you? I'm fine. And that would be it.
我们有没有真的照耶稣基督所说，我们同弟兄之间 达到那个和好的一个地步。
Have we truly gotten to the point where Jesus tells us between brothers and sisters to be reconciled, to be at peace, to that particular level? That
如果我哋冇做到嘅话，我哋只系还系喺门外边，我哋仲未进入基督。
So if we have not done so, we are just at the door, the outside of the door.
耶稣基督话佢拯救我哋，要完成一切嘅律法，佢一点一划都要完成。
So Jesus says that he comes to fulfill the law, to fulfill every facet of the law.
他要在我们这些小基督徒当中成就一点一划的律法。
And he wants to work within us, little Christ, the spirit and the letter of the law.
因为他要做的是不单止新造的人，要做一个新造的世界。
Because he not only wants to give us new life, but he wants to give us a new world.
要这个地上如同天国一样。
As on earth as it is in heaven.
所以在来到这里，各位基督徒，我想讲三样东西，讲完就希望可以。大家可以放鬆翻啦。
So I just want to conclude with three things.
認罪、領受、活出基督。
To confess.
領受。
And to take in and to live for Christ.
領受我唔係認罪，我哋頭先已經講過啦。
So we've talked about repentance before.
我盼望各位，我哋喺祷告里边唔系只系求，我哋都有认罪。
So I pray that when you pray, you're not just petitioning, but you are confessing.
但系领受基督讲话，我实实在在告诉你们，呢个喺约翰福音六章五十三节吓。我实实在在告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血就没有生命在你们里面。
And to take up Christ, it tells us in John 6:53, so Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
如果我们说我们有领受到，但是在生命里面见不到耶稣基督的生命的话，可能我们真的还没领受到。
So if we said that, oh, I've taken that, but if we do not see it evident in our life, perhaps we have not.
所以第三点，活出基督，我想同大家看看这个加拉太书五章二十二、二十三节。
So, the third point of living out for Christ.I wanted to read from Galatians 5.
聖靈所結的果子是仁愛、喜樂、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信實、温柔、節制。這樣的事沒有律法禁止。
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, goodness, self-control. Against such things,There is no law.
我同自己讲，喺我同我孩子嘅关系里边，我有冇见到呢啲圣灵嘅果子
？So I examined myself, my relationship with my son. In that relationship, have I exhibited the fruit of the Spirit?
可能我经常提嘅就系、是、仔啊，你冇。圣灵的果子，但是我没有发觉原来我没有。
Perhaps I mentioned to my son, oh, my son, I don't see the fruit of the Spirit in you, but I may not even have the Spirit.
在我和我爸爸的关系上，我爸爸看不到这些圣灵的果子在我身上。
The relationship of me and my father, perhaps my father couldn't see the fruit of His Spirit in me.
我冇機會去求佢原諒。
I don't have the chance anymore to ask for His forgiveness.
到我知道錯嘅時候，我冇機會，因為我感謝神，佢喺天國度同我主耶穌基督一齊。
I didn't have that chance because my father, thank the Lord, is now with Christ in heaven.
但系我感谢神，亦都提醒咗我，现在我可以仲同我个孩子建立一种和好嘅关系。我真系可以喺我同佢之间建立呢一度所讲嘅圣灵果子嘅关系，靠着圣灵，因为。
But I thank God that He still has given me the chance for me to establish this relationship with my own son, a relationship that would manifest the fruit of the Spirit. Because we are people of the Spirit.
We are people of the Spirit. We are people of the Spirit.成全基督的律。
And in Christ, He helps us to fulfill the law.
这种的成全不单止在家庭里面，而且要去到整个的教会，整个的社区，整个的世界当中。
So this fulfillment is not only in one's family, but it should be in one's church, one's surroundings, and to the extent of the world.
在罗马帝国的时候有两次很大的瘟疫，30%的人都死去。
And there were two terrific plagues in the Roman empires, and about 30% of the population diminished.
有一个很出名的故事，大家可能都听过，就是不是基督徒的人，他们跑离城市，因为城市就是瘟疫所在。
And the people who were not Christians would run to the city.
Run away
from the city. Run away from the city because that's where the plagues were.
但是如果是基督徒的话，他们居然不怕危险，去将那些病人，将那些有瘟疫的人带到家中照顾，帮助他们。
But the Christians at that time would do just the opposite. They would go into the cities where the plagues are so that they could help.
非基督徒他们怕失去生命。
So non-Christians were afraid to lose their lives.
基督徒他们已经有基督的生命了。
Christians already have the life of Christ.
所以他们可以将生命去与人分享。
So that they could share their lives with others.
活出耶稣基督超越的义。
To live out that surpassing righteousness of Christ.
我们都是属灵的人吗？
So we are spiritual people.
我们都在瘟疫当中吗？
We are also in a pandemic.
我们都可以活出耶稣基督超越的义。
We can also live out the surpassing righteousness of Christ.
所以等一阵，我希望我哋一齐唱一首歌。唯一我想提点嘅就系、歌名咧有少少我想改到。英文歌名叫做 Yet Not I But Through Christ in Me。不是我 ，but 是基督在我里面活。我想改嘅系在我们里面活 ，in us， 唔系净系一个人，系整个群体当中，基督在我哋里面。
So they, The closing song that I want to sing is titled Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me. But what I want to do is to change it from I to us. Yet not we, but through Christ in us.
让我们以这首歌作结束的祷告。
Let this song be our conclusive prayer.
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me. The night is dark, but I am not forsaken, for by my side the Savior He will stay. I labor on in weaknesses and rejoicing, for in my need His power is displayed. To this I hold, Shepherd will defend me. Through the deepest valley He will lead. Oh, the night has been won, and I shall overcome, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Fate I dread, I know I am forgiven. The future sure, the price has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and He was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hope, sin has been defeated. Jesus now and ever is my plea. Oh, the chains are released, I can sing, I am free, yet not I, but through Christ in me. With every breath I long to follow Jesus, for He has said that He will bring me home. And day by day I know He will renew me, until I stand with joy before the throne. To this I hold, only Jesus, all the glory evermore to Him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. When the race is complete, still my lips shall, but through Christ in me, yet not I, but through Christ in me.